Voter suppression has always been a problem in America. It can take many forms, but most recognizable are things like poll taxes and literacy tests. This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, we explore what voter suppression looks like in 2020.
Stirring up confusion, making voting inconvenient, putting obstacles in the voters' path, sharing misinformation with voters.
Who's being most impacted? And why, after a century of expanding access, this is still happening today? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
Next, we get a sense of how this final election sprint is playing across the country in some critical presidential battleground states. With Tom Hudson of WLRN Public Radio and Television in Florida, Alex Samuels of the Texas Tribune, and Zoe Clark of NPR member station Michigan Radio. It's so good to see all of you, I should say, battleground states, all of which President Trump won in 2016. So, Alex Samuels, I'm going to come to you first. Are we really talking about Texas being competitive right now? What does it look like in the Lone Star State?
Yeah, so there's definitely chatter of Texas being competitive right now. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm on both sides of the aisle when we look at early voting numbers and who's going to cast their ballot early. And then poll after poll just shows a close race at the top of the ticket with either Joe Biden ahead or President Donald Trump winning, whether that be by single digits or within the margin of error. So I think there's a lot of excitement that we haven't seen in years prior at the top of the ticket, and hope at least for Democrats that this state will flip. And Cook Political Report today moved the state to a toss-up. So of course that's has everyone anxious for Tuesday.
Remarkable for a state that's been red for so many presidential, the past presidential elections. Michigan, Zoe Clark, what does it look like there? President Trump won it closely, both candidates competing hard for this state.
Absolutely, which similarly to Texas is where Michigan sort of was in 2016, sort of shock waves that after six presidential election cycles, the state went red. And so now really sort of the heart of Michigan, right? And folks saying, is this a blue state still, or is it a little more purple? And we are seeing candidates crisscrossing. We had the president in Michigan yesterday. The vice president is here today. Joe Biden will be in Michigan on Saturday, and just announced hours ago, former President Barack Obama will be joining Biden in Michigan. Apparently their first joint appearance here in Michigan on Saturday.
Yeah, that got a lot of attention that they chose Michigan as the place to show up together in these very last hours before the election. So, Tom Hudson, what about Florida? Both campaigns would love to have it. Fair to say President Trump needs it.
Absolutely. President Trump needs it. The road back to the White House for the president leads directly through his adopted home state here in Florida. It's very difficult for President Trump to see his way to an Electoral College victory without the 29 Electoral College votes that Florida has to offer. Now, former Vice President Joe Biden has multiple routes there that may or may not include Florida. That's something worth watching, certainly, as we move into November 3rd. The way Florida tips, if to Trump, that becomes certainly a more certain route for him. If not, it becomes much more difficult for the president to win re-election. And listen, Judy, right, Florida is a 1% state in the best of years. This year, these polls, less than 1% when you consider the margin of error right now.
Interesting how much money's been poured in by Mike Bloomberg, among others, and of course, former President Obama there campaigning for Joe Biden in the last few days. Alex Samuels, I'm going to come back to you in Texas. If the Democrats really have a shot, tell us what is driving the vote. What are the factors that voters are saying is getting them out and to show up and cast their ballot?
Yeah, so on the Democratic side, especially at the top of the ticket, there's really just an interest on getting President Trump out of office. That's a lot of the enthusiasm, and that's what the state party is really pushing for reasons for Democrats to go out and get their vote early. Of course, on the other side of the ticket for Republicans, there's enthusiasm too. The president is getting a lot of his base out to the polls, and Republicans are very excited to reelect President Trump. What makes Texas more interesting, you know, besides the presidential race, is that even if there is a close race between Joe Biden and President Trump, if it is close enough, that could help down ballot Democrats. Right now, Democrats are looking at the Texas State House, which they are 9 seats away from flipping. So if the race is, you know, closer than it was in 2016 when Trump won by 9 percentage points, if he only wins the state by 4 or 5, that could help down ballot Democrats, and they could potentially flip the state house too.
And those state house races are so important in terms of redistricting, reapportionment down the road, which of course affects the look of future members of Congress, the congressional districts. Zoe Clark in Michigan, the pandemic has been surging in a number of states in your part of the country. How much is that a factor? What are voters saying is driving them to vote?
And the pandemic is a huge factor. And the other factor, of course, is our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who has very much been sort of the focus both of the pandemic countrywide. She has become sort of a national face of Democratic governors who are taking on Donald Trump, and the president has taken her on. You'll remember on Twitter that woman from Michigan. So the pandemic is absolutely something that is top of mind, and very much here in Michigan, exactly like Alex said as well, is this idea that it's really a vote for or against Trump. That is where the enthusiasm is, either enthusiasm for the president or against. And he's at the top of the ticket, and same down ballot here in Michigan is going to have a lot of cause and effect.
And Tom Hudson, down to Florida, what do you sense is driving voters? Is it Donald Trump and that's it, or what else?
That's it, Judy. It's the top of the ticket and the only part of the ticket. There is no statewide political office on the ballot in Florida here in 2020. No governor's race, no U.S. senator race. There's a couple of statewide referenda, a half dozen of those referenda questions, which are interesting for Floridians. But it is the president's race, and it is the race for president that is consuming almost all of the oxygen and the sunshine here in Florida. It is all about the top of the ticket. And issues matter, certainly healthcare, jobs, but it also is all about ideology. And you hear this in the president characterizing former Vice President Biden as socialist or communist. We've seen the former vice president and now really Democrats and others come out over the past couple of weeks and begin to very intentionally engage on that mischaracterization and push back very hard, unlike ways that we did not see earlier in this campaign.
In the little bit of time we have left, I want to ask each one of you about early voting. I was just looking at the pictures of long lines there in Florida. Alex Samuels, what about Texas? What are you looking at? I see the numbers are huge.
Yeah, so as of today, roughly 48% of the state's registered population has already cast their ballot, either by mail or in person. So Texas, I believe, has already surpassed the total early voting turnout from any other presidential election, and that's with 3 days left of early voting to go in the state.
And Zoe Clark, what about in Michigan?
Sure. Well, we can begin to see how many absentee ballots have been turned in. This is the first presidential race in Michigan where no reason absentee ballot is allowed. We have seen record numbers, both in terms of requests of ballots already returned. We are likely looking for historic turnout here in Michigan in election 2020.
And in just a few seconds, Tom Hudson, what does that look like in Florida?
Much the same, Judy. 45% of registered voters already have cast ballots in early in-person voting and vote by mail. Early in-person voting has already set records. It's expected to continue through Sunday and then, of course, on Election Day on November 3rd.
Just a remarkable election in so many ways, and these three states, so much interest in what's going to happen in your states. In Florida, Tom Hudson; in Michigan, Zoe Clark; and in Texas, Alex Samuels. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you.